Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shifra Rebenstein, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Busha. We began our exploration yesterday by highlighting Busha as one of the three defining characteristics of a Jew. Today, we're going to explore together a little bit more of how this Midah works and how we can access it. I'm going to start by sharing with you a Gemara in Kedushin. Many people know the beginning of this Gemara, less people know the end of this Gemara. The Gemara states, Tanu Rabbanan, Ha'ochal Bashuk, Hareze Dome LaKelef. Strong statement. Someone who eats in the marketplace is compared to a kelev, to a dog. And then the Gemara says, Ve'yesh omrim, pasal la'edos. And there are those who go so far as to say that such a person is disqualified from being able to offer testimony in court. So the obvious question is why? You might think it's unrefined to eat your ice cream cone while walking down the street, but it's a pretty extreme statement to then say that such a person can't be trusted to testify in court. So Rashi explains the Gemara as follows. He says, Ha'ochel bashuk ho'il ve'ein makpid al kvodo. You know why he can't be trusted? Because a person who eats walking around in a public place is a person who is not careful about his own self-respect. He doesn't see himself as a dignified, respectable person. Eino bosh lezilzol atzmo. He's not embarrassed to belittle himself. Let's take it back to our subject. In order to acquire the Midah of Busha, there is a step that needs to be in place before that. A person has to have a feeling of what we refer to as nechbados. I am a respectable person. Let me give just two simple anecdotes, two examples to help tease out why that makes sense. Think about it. You're sitting at your desk in work, you're at your computer, and somebody walks by and sees that you're actually shopping for shoes instead of working. Scenario number one. Scenario number two. A teenage girl was told by her Rav that because she hasn't been feeling well, she shouldn't fast on any particular fast day. And as she's taking a drink of Gatorade, her teacher walks by and sees her doing so. There's one common denominator in both of these scenarios, which both, I believe, leaves a person with even just a small, subtle feeling of what we would call busha. Because I know that I am not that type of person. And I am embarrassed to be seen as less than I am. I'm embarrassed to be seen as the type of worker who ignores my work and sits at my desk and shops. I'm a salad employee. I'm embarrassed to be seen as a type of person who disregards the fact that it's a fast day. I keep halacha, I'm a good girl. Busha, often translated as embarrassment, is also translated, as we did in entitling this section, as inhibition. Because busha is a feeling that we have when there is a gap between who I know I am and what you see. It is what holds me to a higher standard, because I hold myself to a higher standard. But if I lack an appreciation of my own self-worth, if there's nothing beneath me, then why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I watch things I know I shouldn't watch, or do things I know I shouldn't do, or say things I know I shouldn't say? What would hold me back from lying in court? What is my word worth anyway? You know what kept Yosef HaTzadik from falling prey to the wife of Potiphar, who tried day after day to seduce him? Because Yosef HaTzadik said to himself, I know who I am. I know where I come from. How could I possibly do such a thing? That feeling of self-respect, of value of self, is what motivated him to feel a sense of busha even while he was by himself and prevented him from doing something that he knew was beneath him. The first important step to inculcating a sense of busha is finding that place inside of myself that knows that I am a person of value. Thank you for learning together.